Ellen Hancock, who had favored choosing Sun Solaris over next, was on the top of his bozo list, especially when she continued to want to use the kernel of Solaris in the new Apple operating system. In response to a reporter's question about the role Jobs would play in making that decision, she answered curtly, "None." She was wrong. Jobs's first move was to make sure that two of his friends from Next took over her duties. To head software engineering, he tapped his buddy Avi Tavanian. To run the hardware side, he called on John Rubenstein, who had done the same at Next back when it had a hardware division. Rubenstein was vacationing on the Isle of Skye when Jobs called him. "Apple needs some help," he said. "Do you want to come aboard?" Rubenstein did. He got back in time to attend Macworld and see Emilio bomb on stage. Things were worse than he expected. He and Tavanian would exchange glances at meetings as if they had stumbled into an insane asylum, with people making deluded assertions while Emilio sat at the end of the table in a seeming stupor.